be higher than me wouldn't kill me. And God gave me gifts, you know, your gifts. I can see, I didn't have much of it now, I can see like TV. I could see you inside if you have any sickness. When I pray for you, you're healed. That's the gifts that God gave me. And I prayed about the verse, knowing what kind of peace there is, evil spirits, the devil, and then God's spirit, and that sometimes the devil makes an invitation that people believe it, they didn't know about it.
Well,
there'll
probably be people around you who believe in something else.
Even if a church or anybody, like a preacher, see a preacher, a guy in the Pentecostal church, my own relative, I see him standing on there and I see some act coming out of his mouth, just going like a volcano. So he's not preaching right, you see. But God tells me about it. And some others that I see. And, I prayed about this interpretation or knowing what kind of spirits what's going on, even if it's a Christian thing. That's how I know. And when I was praying about this, I see in the way up in heaven something like a little dot, a small point of a pin, sharp. Coming and it's coming with a zoom thing, and I heard something like the blowing of a wind, and after a while I see a little pip fox coming right down and sitting right on the table beside me. I got the gift from God. And we heard this blowing like the wind twice. I'm sick in the summer, you know, really. I thought I was going to die before I came back. I lay sick for a little while, and then I just stood up and I raised my hand toward heaven, and I prayed about my sickness and I fell right back. For a while I heard that thing going like the wind. It hit my body. Leave that sickness that's coming away. And that's why you didn't see me drinking or smoking anymore. I really appreciate what God has done for me. And I help some people through this. If I come back on these things, I wouldn't have the step outside the world and work for me. On Terrace, I guess you see me, Piggy wanted me to pray for the void. They lost the game the second day. But what I made repeat, the boys repeated some scriptures like, "Thou art a lamp unto my feet, thou shalt enlighten me." That's the scriptures I make them repeat. And then the last one, "It is the Lord, great to be praised." See, they're winning. I wish they'd do that. It's all right for them to have a drink, for them to go crazy on drinks. Maybe not before the, then, but maybe after a little celebration, like maybe a little bit too much. But I don't, and my life doesn't desire any more than a drink. Years. You know, after 6 months, after we'd spoken, I started to cough a little bit. Some chunks of stuff like butter comes out of my lungs, I guess. And I coughed a lot. And after that, I feel like really oiled up. Feel good. Why I am like I am today, everybody that went feasting is against my heart to people. They eat when a person died and they received. I don't think of it that way.
And you don't believe in peace?
Well, I take it like this, a substitute of the things as a person's body. Mm-hmm. You can. You see what happened to Ross? His family didn't have enough money to pay for the coffin. The people put together some money for the coffin, and but it was more than enough. And the way how it should be, if the people didn't have any, no likeness. I put the face to for over 10 years ago. And when I go back to the feast, my visits are not good. So there is something in between that and God. The people will never leave it. And it's kind of rude and law.
So becoming a Christian should make a change with your English?
I can go along with like helping people. I don't shake people, but I want to stay out of things that God calls abomination, that He didn't like. The Bible says that things that are sin, abomination unto God. That's thinking of putting the feast again, or not going in anyways. pair of Harlequins from that guy's, not very expensive. Maybe I talk too much. What else do you want to be doing?
What about entertainment, like, movies, sports, and how are we doing with any language?
The entertainment is set, and I'm a good, do very much now, but I used to when I was younger, like entertaining people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm very popular. Mm-hmm. And movies. We used to have a kazoo.
That's
over. Oh. In 1936, a big flood here. Yeah.
How high did it come?
Well, it's right around below the hill, below the church, and right around the where the totem poles are, and right around which, yeah, the we lived on at that time. And there were no houses in this place, and just down below, just maybe a few houses.
Where your
house is now is used to be also Green's place. Mm-hmm. And Matthias Westwood here, George Williams. And your prosper, Robert Moore, Charles Stevens, also, and Timothy Skurt, where Ronnie is now. That's all the houses that is up here.
What happened to the houses when the church was?
Some of them are due by the flood. Yeah, well, in them days, the old bridge at 2 mile there, a mile, mm-hmm. You know, the new one, what we're using now, but it runs a little bit lower, and the front is just about that much away from the bottom bridge. Mm-hmm. And, and see that canyon there is just boiling, just like a pot that is really boiling. You can see some houses coming down the river then. The bridge is shaking like that. As soon as they hit above, they start to breaking and this world pull them down, go under, big cut of the trees, just go under, something up like that, go under, come out around the wind. And when we move, I was with a company that going up this way to some help to the people here. And Glenn Bauer there It's the comes up to the road, the man. The flower moves up the side of the road. And, we have to carry, put a canoe on the truck, and there's a big dip on the side of the bridge, so you can't cross it. So that's where we use the canoe. Tied it up to the side and up this way. When I got here, a few people with canoes were traveling. The old cemetery there, they moved up and around the cemetery. Mm-hmm. Where to look this. Going down. That's what I know about the flood. And later on, the old man and somebody else made the streets when we're on the coast. You used half the speed from here in the front, and the road across there, we didn't, we came back. We were sure about it, but it's good, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I know about us. And during my time of raising children, the prince, we lived through that. $200 is just like $20,000. If I clear about that month down the cold summer, I'd have enough for my two clothes and milk for the bees and food, and then we prepare our own Indian foods, like we don't use much. A case of milk costs 4.50. And then I remember butter in the summer, 25. I don't think they have a hospital here, but Dr. Rinse was here. I guess he lived on the side of the hall. Yeah, before he moved to the area.
Who is he?
Okay.
So he was here for a while.
Yeah. That's what I didn't see it, I heard him on.
Did he help out the people?
Yeah.
Or did he want to visit him and go to his house?
Well, the women in them days, they don't go to a hospital when they're in through childbirth. They have it in their own house. And George, and him, we were up first cabin in 1934, I guess, and George was born up at first cabin, no hospital. maybe it's 100 or 4.5 pounds. Well, the rain comes up. Everybody said it wouldn't live long. They said, oh, man. Because opened up his chest in black, cut out lungs, TV. That's why he was like that, skin. He went to the operation, same time with Charlie, Charlie Henderson. Charlie didn't make it tonight.
Did you test that? Did you do the operation test?
Yeah.
I think that would be it.
We haven't heard about some kind.
Mm-hmm.
You heard my kind of life.
Ironside?
Yeah. in your name, when you know what means, this is love. Yeah, you know what the kind of love means, the kind of a lower reason like. Indians got no power against the white. I heard about people that tried to stop the road to cross and white men and up in them and tied them onto a tree. That's on my time. They were going to put a bridge up there. Kiss me up through the pipe, through the flats and the pipe. And our people stopped up and bring that aside, put that bridge over there.